Bethany clearly wanted something from the beast, otherwise she would never have been so well behaved. Ebenezer soon became curious to know what it was, so he took her upstairs.
"I thought you said I had to be good for the whole day," said Bethany. "Will the beast give me what I want after just a few hours?"
"Yes, I'm sure it will, because you've been so very well behaved," answered Ebenezer.
"Ha ha! What a sucker!" she said.
Ebenezer stopped for a break on the 9th floor. The journey up the 15 flights was trickier now that the potion was wearing off. His knees felt a bit creaky and he was quite out of breath.
"What's wrong with you?" asked Bethany. "And why do there seem to be even more wrinkles around your eyes?"
"Never mind those," snapped Ebenezer. "Tell me, what do you want from the beast?"
"Okay," said Bethany, "but only if you promise not to tell anyone."
"I double triple pinky promise," said Ebenezer.
"All right, let me whisper it to you."
Ebenezer bent down and lent his ear to Bethany. She took a deep breath and blew a raspberry into his ear.
"None of your business," she said.